Welcome to the AI Asia Pacific Institute podcast. The rise of AI presents important legal and ethical challenges for society. In this podcast, we invite leaders from different industries and creators of new AI to debate the big questions. This is the AI Asia Pacific Institute podcast.
During our last episode, we have been looking closely at Singapore in order to identify convergence for greater international collaboration. In today's podcast, we continue this conversation looking into South Korea. And so we have with us Ho Seung-kok, a professor of law at Seoul National University Law School, where he's teaching AI ethics and regulation. Professor Ho holds a PhD in law from Seoul National University. And prior to joining SNU Law School, he had served as a judge of Seoul Central District Court in Korea. Like our previous podcasts, we'll end with a few personal reflections and potential areas for collaboration. We take a moment again to thank Nanyang Technological University and Bond University for supporting this work. I'm Kelly Forbes, Executive Director of the Institute. Welcome to the podcast, Professor Ho.
Thank you very much, Kelly, for this wonderful event invitation. And thank you again for your warm and fully correct introduction of me. So my name is Seung-wook Ho. So I'm professor of law at Seoul National University. So I'm very much interested in teaching AI ethics and regulation issues nowadays. So I'm very much delighted and honored to be invited to this podcast event. Thank you.
Thank you. It's really great to have you with us, Professor. And I want to preface our conversation with a brief discussion regarding the current AI landscape in South Korea. And so some background here is that in 2020, South Korea revealed its first set of guidelines for ethical AI standards. It was called AI for Humanity. And under these guidelines, which are non-legally binding, and you know, they apply to all sectors, such as government institutions, private companies, individuals, our report focused on the core strategies and tasks mentioned as part of Korea's AI strategy. And that strategy lays out two key action items that really address the issue of AI regulation and its challenges. Personally, and I was just discussing this with Professor Ho now, it is something quite unique to South Korea in a way that they are addressing the challenge of having to adapt their legal system to the challenge of AI and other emerging technologies. And so in terms of best practices, what they're trying to do, I think in three stages here, are the government is setting out a shift on this regulatory paradigm in the domain of AI. It's trying to establish almost a new future legal system. And on a second stage, it's planning to implement this through flexible regulation and a regulatory sandbox. And then further, it's aiming to establish this future-oriented legal system to prepare a framework for legislation that presents a national strategy direction, you know, including basic values and principles of AI. So, Professor Ho, can you please speak to this approach? And do you envisage this to be a long-term strategy in South Korea?
Thank you, Kelly. So you already have quite exact understanding of Korean situation on AI regulations. Before that, so let me go more in detail to explain the content of human-centered AI ethics standard. So this was provided in 2020 December. So it is prescribing the three basic principles of human-centered AI. So the first one is the respect for human dignity principle. And the second one is the principle of social public good. So that means the AI should be commit to contribute to social public goods, not just the private interest or industry. And the third principle is the technological purposeness of AI. So the AI should be able to solve human issues and problems, and that should help to make better societies and make human beings more, how to say, more welfare enjoying future. So, and under these three basic principles, they are providing the 10 key factors to establish these three principles. So the first one is the protection of human basic rights, human rights. And the second one is the protection of privacy. And the third one is the respect for diversity. And the fourth one is the prevention of harmful effect. And the fifth one is the aspect of publicness. And the sixth one is the issues of solidarity between human peoples in the societies, not just inside Korea, but also maybe globally or East Asian regionally. And the seventh issue is the management of data. And the eighth issue is the accountability. And the ninth factor is the safety. And the tenth issue factor is the transparency. And most of all, so maybe you are already familiar because these are the factors generally provided in EU, maybe in East Asia, and in other regions. And Korean government and Korean societies has tried a lot to understand and take in those trend issues surrounding AI ethics issues. So as I mentioned, so this was the version of 2020 December. So AI ethics standard for human-centered AI. So after that, I found, and so I will introduce. So this was provided the Korean government in the year of 2021 May. So it's quite recent. And the title and the topic is the strategic plan for trustworthy AI for human-centered AI. So the vision of this strategy is so-called trustworthy AI for everyone. So we can understand this topic has been broadened, not just nationwide or some specific society-wise. It has been already made and understood, maybe East Asian regional or global issues already. And the target of this strategy is until 2025 is the first one is achieving the utilization of AI, so with responsibility to the level of world ranking number 5. So actually, I'm not sure how we can measure exactly these rankings, but anyway, this is the vision and targeting. And until 2025, so Korea is aiming to achieve the reliable society or trusting society to the level of world number 10. And also Korea is aiming to achieve the safe cyber nation, the ranking up until world number 3. So under this vision and target, this strategic plan is having three strategic plans. The strategic plan one is making the environment and circumstances of trustworthy AI technology. And it is composed of three factors. And the first one is the developing the systems or mechanism to guarantee trust or reliability among the people or industry. And the second one is the supporting by the government to achieve the private sector reliability guaranteeing. So building up the online platform for the maybe small and medium company or industry. So from the stage of getting the data and machine and algorithm learning and verifying. So all through this process, so the government is trying to support for the private industry to get or guarantee the reliability in AI technology. And the third factor is the development of the original source technology in artificial intelligence. And let me go to a strategic plan too. So this is about the making of the foundation for the system of safe utilization of artificial intelligence. And this is composed of four factors. So the first one is the heightening of the reliability of learning data or educational data for machine learning or AI system. And the second factor is the guaranteeing the trustworthy or reliability, especially in the sector of high risk artificial intelligence.
And which is a very, sorry to interrupt, which is a very similar approach to what we are seeing in Europe, right?
Yeah, exactly. So actually the case of EU is quoted right in this factor. So mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for your kind interruption. So no problem. And they're always welcome. And the third one is the targeting and achievement of risk assessment system of artificial intelligence. So we are also quite familiar with this assessment system in the field of environmental or traffic or in other field. So maybe so we can do that also in artificial intelligence system. And the fourth factor is the improvement of the system for strengthening the reliability surrounding the artificial intelligence and technology. So this is the strategic plan two. And finally, the strategic plan three is the, it's broadening the artificial intelligence mindset of the people to the general societies. And it is composed of three factors. So the first one is strengthening the education of ethics. So maybe this is not just in the specific field of AI, but also maybe we need to rethink about maybe the concept and contents and the details of ethics. So maybe I will have another chance to talk more in detail about these issues. And the second factor is making out the checklist for each identity. For example, developers and users or service providers for each players, maybe the checklist should be or could be provided. And the third factor is the operation of ethics policy platform. So maybe basically managed and operated by the government, but so also the academians, industry people, and civil society groups should be able to join these platforms, and they should do deliberations to make out some better outcomes for general artificial intelligence ethics and regulatory system. So this has quite more content in details, but I will stop here to briefly introduce, as I mentioned, the human-centered AI ethics standard in 2020. And so after that, in 2021, the strategic plan for trustworthy AI for human-centered AI. So this is the situation of Korean AI ethics policy and maybe regulation nerd background. Okay, so let me stop here.
Thank you. Thank you for that overview. Very helpful. And so, Professor Ho, you're currently researching in collaboration with Stanford University on the crisis in democracy in Korea. And this seems to be timely research and something that many countries, including the most democratic ones, are currently struggling with. How do you think AI can influence this conversation, and what role is the technology playing in this?
Well, thank you, Kelly, again, so for your very wonderful questions, but also very big questions. The relationship between the democracy crisis nowadays and AI technology, or so how artificial intelligence technology can help to develop more sophisticated democracy, or they can help overcome this crisis in democracy, or it might be in a tragic way. So the AI technology might be making things worse in the future. So we do not know. It is too early to talk about and expect these issues now. But so let me point out one factors in a modern democratic process in most advanced countries. Of course, people can have different ideas on this topic, but my idea is the key topic or key factor is so-called delegation or non-delegation from the people's will to the political power. So that political power can be Congress, legislative power, or presidential power, so according to each country's system. So, but the basic foundation of modern democracy is kind of the coercive power of the government or nation or agencies can be justified only with the basic principle of the delegation. That means that however it is kind of weak and slim, but still, so that the origin or source of coercive power, so which can divide the social values and resources under the scarcity principle. And sometimes that coercive power can affect the rights and obligations of the citizens in a coercive way. So the only reasoning which can justify that coercion or coercive power is that it comes or it stems from the delegation of the people or people's will. So by in the way of voting or elections or party system or whatever we can name it or not, but so that has been very solid and long time traditional way of understanding and developing our democratic system. So whether it might be pluralistic understanding of democracy or in a different way, like Republican way of understanding democracy or whatever. So the basic foundation is that the authority of the power should be delegated from the people. And we have been long time trying to develop to prevent the so-called principal agent problem. So let making out the check and balancing system or something like that. So whenever so there's an issues about how to say agency's discretionary power, so whether the agency has done good choice or bad choice or legal or illegal choice or whatever. So the process and way of reviewing that issue is by checking whether that decision by the agency has been delegated from the higher level legislation or a higher level of how to say political voting or something like that, by majority voting rule or something like that. So this is the basic understanding. And we all know that under this, how to say, the post-truth societies, so we are under severe, how to say, risk in or crisis in democracy. So, but another issue, which can be quite interesting for academia like me, but not the kind of level of interesting, so it can be quite, how to say, quite serious or dangerous topic might be. What would be in the near future world, you know, democracy perspective, in which very developed artificial intelligence is working, or huge amount of big data is the basic foundation of every decision-making process, or the artificial intelligence machine learning is based upon huge amount of data and big data, so-called. So different from the level one level one artificial intelligence, the deep learning or machine learning based AI has the characteristic that so we cannot regress the decision-making process node by node. So we cannot find out in which part maybe the fallacy or bias has been made or provided, because it is done in a very different way. So in these societies, so we can easily expect and guess many big portion of government agencies' decision making will be depending upon the big data or artificial intelligence. And we cannot exactly track down in which part of our artificial intelligence system, what kind of reasoning has been done, and what kind of maybe problem or issues has been existing, or in what way we can cure that kind of issues. So in this context, in a traditional way, in a traditional democratic societies, so we may be relatively easily to track back under the principle of delegation principle and think about and consider or find out in what part and in under what reason the problem has been made and how we can solve that issue, something like that. So, but in the near future, the more sophisticated artificial intelligence societies, maybe the kind of delegation doctrine, I'm kind of doubting that delegation doctrine or non-delegation doctrine can be still maintained as the basic principle. So this is kind of a huge change. Not just academically, but the basic understanding of democracy, democratic process can be quite different. So according to which, so my research topic, like the crisis in democracy can be opening quite new stage we never have experienced yet. So this is kind of my brief explanation of an idea. So I'm not sure my idea has been were transferred. So I did my best.
Yes, no, I think it's probably a topic that it needs its own podcast. There's so much to cover there, and there's so many issues coming out of, just that specific implication that AI might have. And I'm glad that you're exploring this in more detail. And I think it also aligns very well with what we are seeing South Korea attempting to do, which is to realign, readapt the legal system to this, which is essentially what we might all have to think about, because it's preparing, we're preparing for something very new that that really is going to make things very different, including the topic around democracy.
Yeah.
So Professor Ho, in conducting our research, now we're going back to exploring these differences and opportunities that we are seeing happening in South Korea. We highlighted a few, different issues that stood out to us. And in terms of opportunities, we saw that the government recognized the nascent field of AI presenting challenges and risks that require new ways of tackling them, right? Which is what we are just discussing here. And I think that topic around the crisis in democracy, it really aligns well to one of these issues. And in terms of challenges, that drastic, almost a change and a shift from a positive to a negative list of regulations might lead to certain legal challenges. For instance, current laws regarding personal information could make it difficult to implement AI strategies. And while minimum protection measures are implemented, it's not really clear what associated necessary penal provisions could be. And maybe another challenge is the legal status of AI, right? Which, how accountability would be placed, and how, when placed with accidents, for example, due to automated decisions, how do we place responsibility? And then finally, I think other than legal challenges, stakeholders need to change their view along with the paradigm. So they also need to be empowered to understand the change in the process that the governing body is driving. So I'll just, maybe give you a few minutes to speak about this.
Oh, thank you again, Carolyn. So this is also quite a big topic and big questions. Many, many critical issues and points are included. So maybe let me really share some of my ideas. So the first one is AI, very sophisticated AI technology governing world. So finally, we still think about the liability issues. I mean, so when there has been some problems or issues through AI decision-making process, and finally, there has been some maybe could have been evaded or could not be evaded. Maybe, for example, autonomous driving can be a good example. So some, harmful outcomes can be happen to human beings or societies. So up until now, so our legal system is basically following or depending upon the liability rule system. And that is basically based upon as a legal nature of human beings how to say, company or something like that. So they can be placed as the final identity on which the legal liability can be added upon. So in this way, for example, in an autonomous driving system, in that mechanism, so when there has been some accident happens, so who should be liable for the outcome or result? So maybe we cannot maintain the attitude that basically the driver behind the wheel is the final maybe liability button or something like that. So this cannot be maintained, we can easily guess. Then how much? So we extend or change the liability system, maybe to the algorithm developer or I'm not sure, the car production company, or if that AI decision making has been made by, feeded by maybe problematic data feeding or something like that. So in this way, so we have to rethink about or rebuild the liability system or liability bottom issues finally. So this can be quite new topics. And the second topic which is on me now is that in this kind of dialogue, so we can easily find out that in many contexts, so we are very much worried about the failure of AI system in the future in a very low maybe probability. Yeah. But maybe in my idea, so this is my genuine idea, so maybe I want to hear your opinion too. So, but my worry in the future in AI societies might be much more in the too much exactness of AI decision making rather than failure or fallacy of AI decision making. The reason is this. So however developed or sophisticated, so we can still guess and expect that AI decision making system is depending upon the data set fitted by the maybe technicians or person in charge of the topic. And that those data are basically from the human beings' real decision making in their world, whether that might be in whatever field. So, and maybe in the future, so we will be facing the situation that AI system is too much exactly providing what human beings are really thinking about inside and how much bias is their general way of thinking is based upon. I mean, in up until now, so we as a human beings, we are not perfect. We are not good. So we are very, incomplete. Creatures. And so maybe Kelly and I can be relatively quite good person, good human being, relatively. But still, when we come into our mind genuinely, so we still can find some portion, quite big portion, maybe 30% or 40% of weakness or jealousy or the mindset to differentiate some people or like do some bias activity or something like that. We easily can find ourselves. And if we do calculate that kind of percentage to all human beings, so we can guess that our world, human world, so that kind of decision making can be easily following that kind of portion of and weak or bad aspect of human beings also. But under the current regimes, so we try or make out our best to develop, to control, or the kind of pure, genuine mindset of people cannot be fully maybe expressed or do their own decision-making in full extent. In this aspect, maybe the ethics or law or the concept of justice, so of the general society has been doing a great role, I guess. So how to say, we have been doing some kind of adaptation or modification of the final decision-making by the kind of some mechanisms of human developed institutions. So, but maybe in a near future, fully developed artificial intelligence societies, they will just follow and understand the genuine human beings' mindset inside 100%, and they will transparently maybe submit and represent the genuine human beings, the real mindset, and this will be transmitted to the decision making of our societies. So one worrisome point of artificial intelligence societies or risk might be this part. So in this sense, I mean, the concern might be not just from the fallacy or failure or fallacy of AI. So we can maybe should be more worried about too much exactness of artificial intelligence on the technologically. So in that context, so how much the ethics or legal systems or the concept of justice, so which has been quite frequently debated among in this social scientific context. So how we can enlarge their roles into the kind of artificial intelligence society. So this can be quite challenging task for human beings in the next generation. So that's my short idea. So I hope this also helped.
Yeah, it's and I think that's the argument that we are seeing in industries like the hiring industry, which is deploying AI to now be able to filter candidates and filter CVs and the hiring process. And you know, one of the arguments is that we humans are biased in the hiring process towards race, towards sex, and having an AI system that could filter out the good and the bad and make decisions which are more transparent and unbiased will be a better place to be, right? And I think that in a very, you know, positive outcome, that's hopefully where we're heading. I think that right now, it's not really necessarily what we're seeing in practice, right? We are still seeing a system that is still replicating, I think, in a much larger, amplifying some of the, you know, carrying issues that you're mentioning there about, you know, how we humans fail, but how a machine has the potential, the power to amplify that. Now, if you and I are in a meeting having an interview, you might have, you know, some bias in that process. But you might tell yourself, or you might, you know, collaborate with another person to try to remove that bias, while the system doesn't really have the, you know, necessary capacity to do that in the same way, right? It just automatically replicates or amplifies. So I think that's where the challenge lies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So in terms of going back to our conversation, what we are seeing in South Korea as well as around the region, one of the aims of this study that we conducted was to really identify potential areas of collaboration. And in the report, we're proposing this framework, which is called Tiered Approach for AI International Collaboration. It's called TAFIC. There's a specific observations there about where countries can advance regional or international collaboration. You know, some of these points are, for example, around integrating Trust Voice AI in digital or multilateral trade agreements. So we know that there's existing agreements in the region that support shared policies of data flow with specific attention given to AI solutions. You know, for example, there's an agreement which was signed in 2020 between Singapore and South Korea. And when they started negotiations on what it's called a KSDPA, and this agreement aims to deepen bilateral collaboration in emerging digital areas. This would imply greater access, connectivity, opportunities between the two countries and related business, which would require promotion of trusted data flow. So it seeks to deepen bilateral cooperation in regards to AI governance frameworks. There's also, we've placed some attention on what countries can do in respect to amplifying education, comprehensive, communication channels. So, you know, around the future of work, for example, which is something we see in Singapore with the Skills Future program. And then, you know, one of our recommendations, it's around encouraging a pilot group to focus on these questions here. So on this, I suppose, collaboration opportunities there, maybe Professor Ho, I'll just give you a minute to comment on what you're seeing in the region, and how do you see South Korea interacting with the rest of the region on these, specific issues around Trust Voice AI?
Okay, so thank you for another wonderful topic and questions. So these are also quite big topics. And I was very much impressed by your idea of tiered approach for AI international collaboration or TAFIC. So my answer might be related to my comment on your previous question. So yeah, so we are still quite huge amount of uncertainty of what AI will make in the future, or what problems and issues will be brought about in the near future. And in this sense, so we are also very much worried about, so we are very much expecting the robustness of AI technology, but also we are very much worried about, yeah, so the risk of, yeah, or failure of the AI in the future. But in that context, AI ethics and AI law discussions are very much hotly provided worldwide. But my guess, yes, Korea is also doing quite well. But in this stage, I'm not sure how much the final or concrete AI legislation or law can be brought about, because this is still in the process of making, and not much things has been fully established. And we all know, as human beings, that kind of legal system or legislation should not be too much going ahead, because it can be, it can be make things not better or sometimes worse by the kind of unwise regulation or legislation. So in that context, a jurisprudence or legal education field, the wording of ethics is quite new for me. because, you know, in making dialogue about justice or legal or illegal, so according to which the maybe the rights and obligation of citizens can be affected, maybe, you know, sometimes in a penal way or fining or something like that. And in that kind of legal issues, when the criterion of ethics, which can be naturally quite abstract and can be quite have different understanding from maybe people from people or societies to societies. So in this kind of ethical standard, we are very much cautious about these issues, because this kind of ethics or religions, once it comes to governing criterion of nations' decision making, so it can be quite, it can bring about quite tragic outcomes. So we have been, we learned that we should be very much cautious and should be quite reluctant that kind of ethics or religions to be in the political decision-making field. But somehow, in the age of artificial intelligence, so we find ourselves in a very familiar, so right beside the kind of concept ethics. So my understanding is that because this is too early stage, it is not easy to make out the final or concrete legal decision-making system mechanism. It is too early, so we are very cautious about this talk, this part. But we all share some concern that we should do something about artificial intelligence before it goes into uncontrollable part in which human beings can do nothing more, maybe like, you know, Terminator society or Skynet, something like that might be governing us. So we are all worried about that kind of situation. So in that context, I find that people are sharing the idea that we have to do something, but in not that much of finer concrete version of legal standard. But so in that context, maybe ethics or ethical AI or trustworthy AI. So it's quite abstract version of wordings, right? So this is the situation and why we are, so not just Korea, but Singapore, EU are doing, but even though EU has been trying to make out, artificial law, something like that, but still, so this is the situation. So in that context, so your concept of topic is quite crucial, because it is about tier by tier collaboration or sharing ideas from city to city, maybe society to society, maybe country to country. So because each groupings can have quite different ideas on the concept of ethics. And on that foundation, so we should collaborate to develop some kind of standard. It is still called ethical standard, but so we are actually aiming much more than just ethics, because it is it will be up until the end of the day, the ethics should be still quite abstract. So, but still, we are trying to make out some or collaborate with each other to make out something. So in this context, your idea is of topic is quite crucial. So it feels to me like in the modernization period, the concept of rule of law has been doing the functioning role of the common railroad or the common channel for each different countries or people can share something, the basic foundation. And maybe in a WTO regime, the concept of free trading has been doing similar laws. So in that way, so knew something on AI or ethics or trustworthy, you know, topic way can be, good way of doing that kind of thing. So that is my idea.
Essentially, I think I believe that, you know, collaboration is what always have been setting us apart from other, you know, beings in the world, and it still sets us apart from machines, and that will continue to probably be the case. It's the fact that we can come together, and that is why we have evolved, you know, so much. And technology has evolved as well because of things that we have created, right? But at the same time, now, you know, as you mentioned, I think we see all different countries battling with very similar issues. And it really, it's not something that can be solved domestically. It's really something that can only be solved on an international level. So you mentioned the European developments there, and how do you think that this will affect South Korea's, you know, internal strategy there around regulation and also the whole region, if at all?
Okay, so this is kind of, we are almost to the final stage, and this, I understand, it's concluding questions. So, you know, the South Korean societies has been quite, trying to be open societies and follow the trend of the Western countries and East Asian countries. So in that context, what is going on in the EU has been always kind of the point of interest for Korean people and Korean government. So in that context, Korean government has been quite, you know, from the early stage, right? Data Protection Act or GDPR and up until AI ethics and AI law. So we are pointing out so much weight on these trends. And so surely what is going on in EU will be much affecting things in not just inside government, but also private sector industry also will be much heavily be affecting in South Korean side too. And maybe I'm not sure how much in this age we can divide the South Korean issues and Asia Pacific regional issues or global issues. So I think this is fully correlated with each other. So that might be the reason why we should, you know, carry and your institution and me and my institution at Seoul National University should be having more chances to discuss with each other.
I certainly agree. Yes, I absolutely agree. This podcast brings us to the end of this special podcast series where we have discussed the Institute's latest study on trustworthy AI in Asia Pacific. Again, do not forget to download the report. There will be a link in our description. Professor Ho, thank you again for your wonderful participation in today's podcast and for your ongoing support and contribution to the report. And thank you everyone for listening.
Okay, thank you, Carly, for your wonderful organizing of this podcast. And thank you everyone, whoever you might be, so who will have chance to listen and watch this podcast. So I sincerely hope that our dialogue could be quite helpful and interesting for you. So this was quite a wonderful time for me too.